The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Yo, it's Harry Pinero. I'm joined by... Wait, listen, I told you already. Yeah? I apologize. See, when no, I do the intro, you wait until I say your name. Don't ever get excited. Yeah?
You go.
Because we've got guests.
You go.
Yeah, that's too much.
You go.
Yeah, my heart's beating now. Welcome to the Audible Podcast. Of course, I'm joined by my co-host.
Darkest man. Guys, no, I'm taking out the mic.
Bro, come on,
see,
man.
It's a habit, though.
Yeah.
Darkest.
Yeah. So today's episode is special because we have drafted in some of the greatest people that I know. We've got one guy, Congolese national, Kinshasian. Yeah. Red eyes. Baller league specialist.
Yeah.
He wins things. He's having a gen run.
Yeah.
And then we've got the one and only. Now, this man is, what do you want to call it? Multifaceted?
Brother,
he could do everything.
Brother, I love him.
Yeah, he could do everything. Now, okay. They are part of a trio. The other person's not here.
Yeah.
You may know them as the Step Brothers. Mm. But today, it's PK Humble and Spex Gonzalez.
Woo! Thank you for having us, man.
Thank you, man.
This is everything. Thank you for being here, obviously.
Means the world.
No, genuinely, this is more important than...
Can I just say, when you lot announced Olden Board, I knew I was going to be here somehow.
Bro,
but you are lucky to skate through, man. Yeah, I am. Where did PK come from, man? It was just us, man. It's Netflix, man. That's what it is. It's Netflix.
This thing is like, yo, just let me come my one, share my life.
Now I have to come with you. He's happy that I'm coming because he's usually riding the cab by himself.
It's true.
But now we're riding the journey together.
Of course we are, man. By the way, you pissed me off today for the first time.
Why?
Like you were having a good run. I was like, oh, this guy is like, he hasn't annoyed me.
He's being nice today.
Well, we're in a calf today, bro. Yeah. We've ordered food and we eat together. It's like we're brothers. I smell something, yeah? I'm thinking, nah, we're in a calf. And where we live, there's not a lot of black people. Yeah. We're in a calf, and I smell it, and I'm thinking, you know, sometimes like, you might pop, but you forget, or it might just come out, and you're thinking, this is me. Let me go outside quickly.
Yeah, it could have been me 5 minutes ago, but I don't know.
My farts don't smell like this. Yeah. And the smell was strong, and it turns into egg at the end. So I recognize the smell.
Yeah.
But I don't want to ask him, because we're in a calf.
Yeah.
But he's like under the table, trying to sort out the charger, so his back office right here.
Yeah.
I'm like, there's no way. And we've got families around us. So it's techie. I can't look at the families because it's me. Yeah. He don't come at eye contact, innit?
Yeah.
He's come out from under the table, he's gone, I can't lie, man, I just farted.
Did he say it loud?
No, he just said it to me like laughing. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, it was by accident. Bro, I wanted to, and I'm hoping they delay the chips and beans, because if it comes with his fart, bro, I'm not eating it, bro.
How do you get delivered your food and you just fart fart?
Nah, come on, man. That's going to put you off.
Bro.
Yeah, I could tell this is he was a nut.
Not in a restaurant. You can't, bro. No one can fart in restaurants, bro.
No, but it's an accident.
No, no. Can I be honest, though?
Well, you farted in Nando's.
Not me, per se. No, but sometimes I've done it, but I just haven't moved. If you stay static and you don't move, but you can still smell it, that's a big problem. Yeah, but if you can trap it. But one time, one of our friends, Ilias, who was in Novikov, yeah? This was in Qatar, yeah? So it's just me, him, and Chunks, yeah? And there's maybe one person. And that one person is like just sitting down on their phone. Bro, Ilias is so far.
It's dark.
And it smothered the whole place, bro.
The whole of the restaurant.
The whole restaurant. Like, even if you try to run away, you couldn't go away from it, yeah? Bro, a family of three, they just walk in. And it's the first thing they smell. And I started...
No, I would drop, bro.
You know, to this day, it's like most memorable fart I've ever smelled.
You can't do that, man.
It's horrible, though.
I know there's no rules, but you can't do that.
Bro, I don't see why.
I don't mind. As long as you fart before my food comes, I'm good.
But I could fart whilst eating and just keep going.
No, because, then you're crazy.
Well, you got IBS, though, innit?
Yeah.
What's IBS?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
No, I've got IBS, the computer. I got shares in that computer. IBS computer.
That's But you know what's amazing, though, yeah? Obviously, you two have... Did you guys know each other before content?
I've known of him.
Yeah, but you didn't. You weren't...
We've crossed paths because my family friends are friends with his family friends.
Yeah.
No, do you see this one, bro?
Yeah.
I like it. That's that extra skin. He's trying to connect that extra skin with him.
I was just going to say, we had Nella on here, yeah? You see you lot, yeah? Everything is with this.
I love it, though.
It's very like...
I love it.
You know what I mean?
I love it.
Animated.
But yeah, so the reason why I asked that is because your on-screen relationship, yeah, has obviously now become a brotherhood.
Mm.
So much so that you lot live next to each other now.
Yeah, of course.
No, as in like
we basically live together.
Yeah, you basically live together
on top of each other. Yeah.
How does that work? Did you obviously Specs you was living there before?
Yeah.
Did PK say I want to move near you?
Yeah. No. Well. Yeah. I was there first, but I felt like I don't know. Since we started filming together, we love each other like to the point where.
Tread lightly.
To the point where.
Don't cry. Don't start crying. I love it to the point where. Man turned Polish. You know?
There was one time, yeah. He's come to. I was Podolski before she moved to the Middle East.
Mm.
We was having like a family gathering, and he's come over, innit? And Podolski's thinking, "What's this? What's going on?" Like she knows Dazza.
Mm.
Who's this guy with the goatee coming through? So he's come through, spent time. With Podolski and like him, Podolski clicked to the point where I thought maybe they've got history.
But we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that. Conversation on a different day. Different day.
But I think from that moment, he left and Podolski's like, that's actually your little brother.
Yeah.
Like you have to look after him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So from there, it was just like, that's when for me, it was like, yeah, this is my guy. Because I feel like we're similar.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Not on camera, but off camera. Mm-hmm. He's got, this guy has got morals, respect. Yeah. Principles that you know similar to mine, innit? So from there it was like they moved. I moved to this house. He's come through, and he was just like me, no rules. But I'm moving here as well. Straight and bro, done. He just sent it straight away and moved.
So how does it work then? He lives on top of you.
He lives on top of me.
All right, cool. Do you ever like hear stuff then?
No. So basically, it's weird because like I'm here, but he's there.
Yeah, it's left to the top.
Oh, so it's like it's like that. It's not like
it's
that.
It's diagonal.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
But he, basically, every time he comes down the stairs, he does this whistle.
So he knows him.
So that's like the code.
That's the code. So he's up. So that means, because I wake up very late. If it's not for him, I'm waking up 5-6 o'clock every day.
What time do you sleep?
He'll be DJing. I'll go downstairs. I'll be hearing him DJing at 3 a.m. House music.
But who are you DJing for?
Myself.
Yeah. So it's just you on your ones, isn't it?
Yeah, of course.
First.
DJing at three.
Yeah, I always did like perform for me.
All right, cool. So when you're standing there, you know, just pumping your tunes, what's going through it? Like, what are you thinking about?
I'm thinking about, oh, like 2 weeks' time, this is the set I'm going to do.
Sick.
But the fair enough.
The thing is, I will rehearse for a set that I won't show up to.
Bro. Not that he won't get. He won't
ask him.
No, he gets the gig, but he just doesn't turn up on the day.
You just can't be asked.
On the day, can't be bothered.
Or he'll go to the venue. Yeah. When they start looking for him, the promoter's chasing him.
if only it was at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
If only it was at 3 a.m.
So you just love the art of DJing.
Obviously, I used to be a DJ, but it's just when it comes to like, but when it comes to like performing, I'm like, do you know what? Who cares? No one cares. Okay. So the last event we went to, I was meant to DJ, and then me and PK went to, me, PK and Tariq went through, and I was just like, you know what, we're staying here. In this section.
You know what you strike me as? You're striking me, you strike me as like you're in the zone with your music, you stop the music, you bash and then you come back.
What hard but
why
not?
I knew it.
Because no one's doing that. Look at Big Star. Big Star's like Singapore, it's like, nah, bro, stop the tune and do something different.
What, if you're a real man. If you're a real man,
you not wanna bring it out. Bring it out, bring
yeah,
it out.
So like, no, nah, honestly, it's fun.
What would you not say has been the best part of you two living near each other?
I think the balance, you know. Mm. I think like, you know what it is? Like, we spend so much time together, but it feels like we're not always together. Because sometimes I'll be in his we call his living room the all-purpose room.
I saw that on your stream.
So the living room is the living room, the bathroom, the kitchen,
So it's the all-purpose room. Yeah, so it's literally
everything's in there.
Everything's there.
So you can take a shit and watch TV at the same time?
Everything's there.
Pretty much, yeah. Like, okay. If you look through the mirror, if you leave the door open.
Okay, so where would you piss?
I'll piss in the toilet.
So where's the toilet?
In the toilet.
So why'd you call it the all-purpose room?
Because toilet.
In the front room has
everything. Yeah, so far, but you can see the TV because the mirror's there. But the mirror is outside of the toilet.
Yeah. I think can I come to your house?
Oh, yeah, come to the house.
Come just once.
Of course,
come. Look at it and then I'll be out of there.
Everything is there.
Everything is there. And I love that for me because I ain't got to walk nowhere. And plus, I've got a kitchen that I have not used.
Yeah, he's never cooked.
Ever.
But yeah, like I'm there. I'll sometimes sleep at his house or wake up at weird times. So I'll sleep at his house, fall asleep at his house, and then I'll wake up and I'll just go upstairs and I won't see him for the rest of the day.
That's sick though. That's like what stuff that man wanted to do as kids.
Yeah, that's what
like,
bro.
Be able to go to your friend's house and we're all African here. So if it's not your cousin, you're not going nowhere.
I love it.
Yeah, so it's beautiful.
Even Badosi just now, before this, Badosi's on the phone saying, I love watching a lot of stories. My old missus loves the fact that we live like this. And the other day, like obviously he went to New York. Sick. Yeah. He went to New York and had a key. Bro, I just went in the yard.
I saw your story, you farting in his crib as well.
Yeah, but I've done shit in
farting in my kitchen. Shat in my yard.
Yeah.
His piss was looking like Lucozade as well. Yeah. Radioactive wee. I went in my bathroom, I said, what's this radioactive wee? Clothes. And but then he took my money and then what did he do? He knows what I want. You know what I say when what I want.
I see with the border.
Folded up my money and put my money back where
my
it
man
was.
Had money with the Ghanaian president's face on it.
Yeah, I saw the little stash there. I was like, yeah, let me send that.
Yeah, because I was trying to go Ghana next week, but
what's stopping you?
He's got commitments.
I got commitments.
Oh, work.
I'm at Baller League.
New York. Oh yeah, yeah, do your thing, man. Money for me.
I love Baller League, yeah, but bro, it's not gonna stop me from my commitments, bro.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't know how he does it. I don't know, bro. Sometimes I look and think to myself, bro, I remember that the first game of Ballers League, I was thinking, there's no way, you're getting subbed. Because you haven't slept. Like, obviously we're streaming.
We're drinking.
Like, this guy is superb. There's so much going on. And plus he's playing high level football. And he goes and does that first game. And I'm like, how?
I also was worried, because obviously I watched the stream. This is when you came back from, I think he was watching the final of Inside Jam.
Yeah.
And I'm like, he's thrashed off his face.
Yeah.
You know, because obviously PK struggles with English anyway. Yeah,
yeah, naturally.
But the alcohol makes it even worse. Yeah, yeah. So he was like,
I was like, bro, it's not even like tappings and stuff. But do you see his first goal?
Bro, it's. Yeah.
He sent me and I was watching it.
No, he's a baller. And I think, this is why this generational run that we're speaking about with PK, yeah. It makes sense because it's football.
And he's learning.
It's content. Good looking brother.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool. Doing well for himself.
But Harry, you know what people don't know? See football. He's like you know. It's super serious.
Yeah.
Try and mess around. Try and make a joke while he's playing football. He's dribbling, man.
This is, nah, brother.
It's not professional, bro.
I love it. You got to answer. No, you got to answer.
Do you know it's
you
all got the time.
You have to answer it.
No, I can't.
You know it's all the time.
It's not one of the ones I can answer.
You thought about it.
Sorry, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So fucking, what was I saying? Yeah, serious. You know about me though, innit?
Yeah, you're serious.
I don't play games when it comes to football. It means something to me.
That's why I take on your philosophy. Like I make sure my bum swallows the shorts.
Oh,
Just the same way you do it.
Yeah, you're
like
in
Titus Bramble, Bobby Charlton kind of shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah,
when it comes to your celebrations though, do you already know what celebration you're going to do or does it just kind of come to you?
Nah, you know, that one just came to me there and then, And I think I just got to keep running with it. Yeah. I want Declan, I'm hoping one day Declan Rice does that celebration. If Declan Rice scored the other day
and done that,
you
know your stocks. Bro. Your stocks go to the moon.
Forget about my stocks. The Emirates would have come down. Would have come down, would have broke down. Bro, imagine Declan Rice doing that after he scored. Bro, he's going to do it in Madrid.
Nothing's impossible, bro.
How'd you like your chances, though, with United?
Man, bro, I think we're winning it, man. I don't see no one. Obviously, there's Deportivo that's all right and they're good.
My team's good.
Yeah, I think that's Deportivo, isn't it?
No, that's Alan Shearer.
MVPs.
Yeah, RSPCA. Like, yeah, they're good. But like, well, come on, man. Like, that guy that played for them, he pork eating dreadlock. They got them light skinned guy. Like, bro,
that man said pork eating dreadlock. That's horrible,
like, man. It's crazy. I think we got this, man.
No, I love the competition.
It's really, really good.
But Ginger's on it.
Yeah, Ginger. That's what I was gonna say. He's taking it really seriously.
Ginger's taking it very
with the waistcoat.
Yeah,
every time. I'm scared to come away from Manchester with Crocs as well.
He shook a Ginger.
Yeah, nah.
Is Ginger being serious with his voice now?
Bro, when I see Ginger, I saw Ginger on the sidelines manager. I was scared to say hello to him, bro.
Specs, is Ginger being serious? Can you check in? Because I just tell him I had, you know, a family thing to go to. Like, Peaky, why are you talking like this? It's cool.
It's cool.
I was talking like Jeffrey Diamond, bro.
Diamond.
Round of applause for Diamond, man. Round of applause for Diamond.
Aye, it's fighting me.
Fighting me.
But you guys have announced Step Brothers. Round of applause for that.
Sorry, you're missing a third musketeer right now.
Yeah, Tyreek's not here.
But that's because we didn't have space.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
We don't have enough mics.
Yeah.
Now he's in Morocco right now.
That's amazing, yeah.
Oh, fair enough.
He's in Morocco right now, so.
Yeah, no, we didn't. No, he knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing, man.
But can I ask, though, because I did ask you off camera, and I didn't get answers, so I thought I'd bring to the pod. So what is the purpose of this? What can we expect from you guys?
Should you answer this?
I don't know.
Because I don't have a fucking idea.
We don't have a clue. I think that's the beauty of it, you know. Like, we're just gonna wake up in the morning, and when we were ready to film, we just film.
Let me tell you how our meeting went one time. Yeah. We sat down. No, hold on. I will never forget this. It was an all-purpose room. These boys have come in now. Like, guys, right, we're gonna start Step Brothers. Yeah, sick, whatever, cool. So I'm like, guys, first of all, like, I want to do a film. These guys, they just start walking. He's doing that thing. He's doing that thing. So they cut me off. Then PK is like, Terry is like, hey, blood, yeah? I think we should go full park in it. Then me and PK look at each other, we start busting up, yeah? So that's his idea gone. And then PK goes on the phone, comes back, naps. That's the meeting done. I swear, Dad. But we're making it work. We don't know what we're doing.
I think that's the art of it, though. We're just going to wing it and just have as much fun with it. Like, I don't feel like there needs to be no structure, like, as of yet. Like, when it starts making peace, then people can ask us to make better videos. But right now, we're going to give you like, low-budget, low-quality videos
100%.
With a lot of fun. We'll sit down, talk to people, have fun with it, go places, go on holiday. We spend quite a lot of time always together.
You guys should do a lot of activities together.
As a fan, what I would want to see from you guys is exactly what I've been seeing already, but just more of that. Maybe on every single platform. Because when I watch your Snapchats, it's funny. I also, the perspective of every single different person's snap of someone else is important. But then also, the streams I've seen, I've loved it.
Mm.
Like, it's been, you can see it's organic, you can see that. There's respect, there's love. And as viewers, I think that's all we want
to
see, bro.
Yeah, we wanted to have more. To be honest, we wanted to have like 6-7 people in there, in fact. But we then, later on, we was like, nah, just keep it free, man.
Yeah, I think you three have all got like, just all incredible.
When you're doing those late night.
You want cough syrup?
No, I'm okay for now. When you're doing those late night streams, does anyone stink?
Stink?
I feel like someone stinks. I don't know why. Not just with their specific...
You know what? That's a quick...
Not specifically you guys.
It's a quick
I'm just
question.
Saying, any stream I see where there's like a bag of man in there,
yeah,
I'm just like...
You all smell...
Do you know what? Do you know what's surprising? And I'll be honest, because you know me, if they stunk, I would definitely like...
Address it.
I'll make a song about it.
Yeah.
But they're clean, you know? Tyreek and PK are clean. They live together. So Tyreek is more PK's boy. Like, obviously, I met Tyreek. I feel like I've got close to Tyreek just like maybe a year now.
Yeah.
Like that was like actually Tyreek's guy, PK's guy. So I'm only starting to get to know him, but it's like he's similar too with like his cleansiness, his tidy, you know what I mean? So yeah, these man, if anyone thinks out of those three, it has to be me, but I don't eat, so I can't see where this was coming out.
How's that going, by the way? How's your relationship with food? Has it gone better?
I mean, I think hanging around with him is getting better because he's bringing me food a lot of stuff, but I'm still... I mean, PK will tell you I'm still ordering the same stuff, chips, beans, and toast.
Chips,
and rubbish.
Chips, beans, and toast, rubbish.
Smiley faces.
I bought him to some sushi spot. He didn't eat sushi.
Some what spot?
Sushi.
Hey!
Sushi.
Yeah, sushi.
That sounds like a quiet place. It's sushi.
Yeah, but remember, I'm multilingual.
Hey.
Mm-hmm. So what language do you speak?
English, French, Dutch, and Lingala.
So your mum, she speak Dutch?
Yeah.
Speak Dutch right now? So you're on a podcast right now with Harry Pinner and Darkest Man.
Ushfreish Gunlo, good guys.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's you got us though. That was a good interview.
If I didn't know what the fuck was going on in life, I would believe you. But
you don't speak Dutch though, because if you spoke Dutch, we could have had a conversation.
You don't speak Dutch.
I'm telling you, I do, bro.
You speak French though, very, very good.
And Lingala?
Yeah, Lingala and English.
And English.
But just barely.
And Dutch.
Fez.
And Hardy and Van Dutch.
All right, well, look, enough of the bullshit, yeah? So we want to play a little game with you guys. You spend a lot of time with each other, so we want to play a game called Mr. and Mrs., but that's a bit of a why. So we're going to call it Mr. and Mr., but that's even a
that's
why.
It, that's
so we're going to call it...
Brothers and Brothers.
Brothers and Brothers, yeah? Wicked. So we're going to say a statement, and after three, you have to say it. And if you guys obviously get it right, then it shows that you lot are actually brothers, or if you get it wrong, that shows you're just kind
of... We just want you to be honest.
Yeah.
Be honest. Like, okay, you know, the aim is here. You guys have to get every single one right.
Yeah.
So don't think about shaming yourself.
Just
be real.
How much you giving us?
If it's for money, then we'll get it right. If it's not for money, then we'll do it.
Okay, I promise you, 5 bags if you win this, but this is 5 bags, Sainsbury's bags. Let's go.
Yeah, you
all right then. Who's the messiest? 3, 2, 1.
Pete Campbell.
One, that's one.
Okay, most likely to get kicked out of a club. 3, 2, 1.
Pete Campbell.
I think I knew that.
All right, fair.
Who takes longer to get ready but still doesn't look good? 3, 2, 1.
Pete Campbell.
Oh, this doesn't look good. Oh, yeah. I didn't hear that bit. I take longer to get ready though.
Hey, I thought it was me.
Nah, because your door is always open by the time I come out.
Okay.
Okay, look,
I'll get married.
Yeah.
Oh, do we sound married?
I think this is Mr. and Mrs. Okay. Who would survive long on a desert island? 3, 2, 1.
PK Humble.
Raw.
I think he's doing? He hears
the plug. No, because I have to think about it. Like, and you said the desert.
Why do you think you survive on a desert island?
I don't like heat for too long. And then plus, I've got
ADHD. Let's say it's never hot.
You got what?
ADHD.
Yeah.
So he's going to walk straight to the shark. He's going to see the shark coming.
What?
A shark?
Huh?
Did you say desert?
Yeah, no.
So why did you say shark?
On a desert island. Or desert island.
Oh, yeah. Island. Okay.
Yeah, you're
on an island.
Okay, yeah.
Cool. What's an island? Water around you. You're inland.
VAR that though.
Okay.
VAR.
Nah. VAR.
Go on,
guys. All right, next one. Who's more relatable? 3, 2, 1.
To who? Hold on, to who though?
Oh, you see?
What do you mean more relatable to who?
to
Specs. Just in general, Specs.
In general?
Yeah, so 3, 2, 1.
Me.
What is relatable by you? Your face is like, is...
Do you know what? Do you know what other people say? It happened to me on Saturday when we went out. Other people say, Specs, you look better in real life.
Yeah, I agree.
That's a nice compliment.
I agree.
It's true as well.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sometimes on camera, I'm like, they've done you dirty.
Los Angeles, Paris, those filters don't help me.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I'm normal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, because all of your videos, usually your face is scrunched up in these kinds
That's
of things.
The thing.
Mm. You don't do good poses.
Do you know if I turn up on videos, you're not in trouble, innit? Every single one of you, innit?
Really? What do you mean by that, though?
Like, if I decided to, like yesterday, for example, like Channel 4, I had my makeup on. Long for everyone.
Okay, fair.
You know what I'm saying? So I've got to give you a lot of chance.
But you know you look better with glasses on than off.
Are you crazy?
Ooh.
Off, it's like your eyes go smaller.
Yeah.
It's like your eyes go smaller.
You know, it's like someone banged you in both eyes and you're just recovering.
It's like, you got two permanent black eyes.
Yeah. But with glasses on, you actually look like, you get me?
No, with glasses, you look, oh my God.
Why?
Is it?
Keep him on
forever. When he does his teeth, he's going to come back.
Are you going to do that one day? Because it gets me on my nerves.
I would never do my teeth. I'm old school, man. No way.
What do you mean you're old school? So you're just gonna, bro, allow it, man. The other day you were saying that you was gonna do your teeth.
Oh yeah, that was like sort of like the 16 holes at the back here. That was because it was hurting me. But I'm not gonna come out looking like who had teeth the other day. That was freaking like Castillo. Castillo, go back to the gaps, the gaps in the gate.
He's got the whole gold thing, isn't
it? Yeah, no, it's all white.
It's
now.
All white now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
he's got the property.
Because it doesn't match his eyes. If your teeth are more white than your eyes, then it don't go. Am I lying?
No, you're not even capping.
Yeah, bro.
It makes sense.
It makes sense, bro. You know
all
what
right,
mean?
Cool. Who's more relatable? I think now, PK.
It's PK.
I'll take
yeah,
PK.
Yeah,
no, of
Specs is like one of a kind, man.
Yeah. You're different, but PK is
right now,
like,
definitely.
He represents all the youths.
Yeah.
I represent all the black kids that got GCSEs.
And I represent the white kids that go like eating and stuff like that.
GCSEs?
Yeah.
Okay,
well, I'm sorry, PK's okay, so I'm one of the smartest people you probably know, bro.
You haven't got 11 GCSEs.
I've got A levels as well, bro. AS. I didn't need both of the years.
Oh, A2, you didn't do A2?
Nah, I just done A1.
Do you believe in Darkest? Be honest.
I can't say no, I don't.
But when I sit in the House of Parliament,
But then again, GCSEs got easier.
Yeah, GCSEs are like easy.
I feel like
the GCSEs.
Yeah, I'm a broken man.
Yeah, what I say?
Calm down, take a touch.
What I say? GCSEs.
Yeah, GCSEs. You said GC.
Yeah, GCSEs. Whatever they're called.
Yeah,
I think it got easier. Like you lot got answers.
We didn't. Like, multiple choice. That's
I'm not too far off of you,
though. No.
I never got multiple choice. I never got multiple choice, bro. Yeah. You did.
How old are you?
Honestly?
Yeah.
39 next week.
I'm 34 next month. So I'm not too far off you, bro.
So you know what, in school at the same time?
Yeah, we could have been.
Yeah.
What temperature did you get? How many years did you get?
So the next thing, yeah, that we need to get into. Now, can I be honest? I've said this before, though.
Yeah. I think I got four.
I got four GCSEs as well. But that's just because, bro, after year 10, I clocked 10. Out. Bro, I was having beef in school, bro.
Yeah.
What beef with you? The teachers?
Nah, bro, where my school was. My school was
they couldn't go into school.
No, we could go to school, but there's no way you could focus. You're doing your use outside. The stats get ready, man.
South. Typical South.
That's in average school, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was telling me, bro, like, youths used to come inside the school at their class. Youths will knock on your window. Mm. Like, youths, they're not from your school, you know. They're from outside the school. They'll come and knock. Because, you know, like, the windows will be, like, see-through like this.
Yeah. They knock on the window.
Knock on the window, bro. Come outside.
That's a dog.
Bro.
That is scary. Dark, imagine, different bro. Uniform.
What kind of education
is they're going to have to take cabs
off. No, my school, when we left school, it got changed to an academy.
Yeah.
By the way, how much was your uniform?
I know what's coming. I think, yeah, all in all, probably about 120, 130.
Darkest?
I'd say around the same.
120, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
My mum paid that at them times.
Yeah, all right, yeah, so why is Podolsky paying six bills for my kid's uniform?
Because right
it's a different time.
You're in private school, bro.
Yeah. No, bro,
you've got money. You're big six Gonzalez.
No, it doesn't matter, bro. Six bills. Does the blazer come with a charger? That's the question. I don't understand. Doc, explain to me what six bills.
No, it comes with four GCSEs. Right? So, like, where does blazer you got four GCSEs? Exactly. Right? Yeah.
When it comes to
my six bills is crazy, though.
My mom gave me one blazer. She thought I had that from year 7 to year 11. Every year, every other month, probably, I probably changed that blazer. When people were playing football, put that my blazer down. Whoever's blazer was new, take that, take it to the dry cleaners, and good to go.
Bro, if your parents knew what you did to your uniform during football.
Do you remember, yeah? What colour was all of your blazers?
Mine black.
Was
green.
Mine was black, yeah?
Green.
Did it get shiny?
Nah, what?
Yes.
Why?
That means it's done.
Yeah, that means
it's done.
When it's shiny, that means bro, it's time to go, bro. Because I remember, there'll be times.
Shiny.
Where, like, bro, I'm talking about, like, you see, obviously, it's pitch black. It's nice and whatever, yeah?
Yeah, when it gets dirty.
The more washes, because remember, man ain't going dry cleaner them times.
Yeah.
Man's washing it in the washing machine.
Yeah.
And remember, they had to iron on the badge. Yeah. So when the badge starts to peel and all of that other stuff, is over, bro. And I remember, like, my mum, one time I made a big, big mess up, yeah?
That's a mess up.
Yeah, big mess up. I left my blazer, yeah? Because I had a fucking all-purpose front room as well. So my kitchen, balcony, everything was there. I left my blazer, yeah, in the room. My mum was cooking.
Oh!
See, when I went to school,
man.
And back then, man don't have perfume, bro.
Yeah.
Man's got Lynx Africa.
And you can't smell it, bro.
I can't smell it. Everyone was like, what the fuck's that smell? Someone smells like this, and them times, they're African jokes, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know they just say African food stinks,
yeah?
Bro, they finished me.
Yeah, that's your dad. That's
bro, you know what I did? I left my blazer outside so it could air out.
Air out.
Now start again, man. Delete
but
that
bro, you think I could just go and say to my mama, I need a new blazer?
That's why. Remember when you saw my leather jacket outside the yard?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Hey, just came outside. I'm seeing his jacket. He's got like a little rail outside his house.
Yeah.
His jacket was there. I'm saying, what are you doing with your jacket outside the house? Like, and I think it was even raining that day as well. Like, he just left his jacket there.
Bro, I've got this diesel level jacket I love. And I left it at my parents' house, innit? I went to go and pick it up, bro. The jacket was smelling like jollof, granite soup, cassava leaf, injera, every stew.
Nice. No. You don't want that on your
clothes. No, months of every stew. So when I took it out, I remember I put it in the bag, wrapped it, put it in the back of the boot. My bedroom was like, bro, is that you got food in the car? I said, yeah, these times with my jacket. So when I got to the yard, I just left it outside for 1 week. 1 week straight. It was raining, you know? 1 week, the smell's gone.
Alhamdulillah.
Don't leave clothes at your family house if you're African.
Yeah, I used to get ready at my mum's, I used to sometimes like just leave my clothes outside and get ready in the garden. Cause I know like my mum's cooking, so just as soon as I come out of the shower, I'm creaming myself naked in the garden and then just leave through the back door.
Yeah, a pigeon shot on my blazer a couple of times.
Pigeon?
Yeah.
That's good luck.
I don't know, cause sometimes you know when I used to play football all the time. This is before I found my love for basketball.
Yeah.
So I used to put my blazer on the floor because it used to get really hot. So, and then I dropped on the floor, everyone had their blazers there, and a pigeon would come shit, bare blazers, and it would just hit mine. That's happened twice to me.
Oi.
So ever since then, I've been trying to find him so I can
share
his. That
means you and the pigeon had history.
No, no, it's fine. I'm still looking for him.
You're a basketball player, yeah?
I'm a basketball player now.
What? Now, yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, line the lines with Ovi.
Yeah, I wish.
Fucked.
I'm saying, get me in there.
You're fucked.
You play basketball?
Yeah.
I ain't seen no clips on that, you know?
Yeah.
Nah, he plays his story. Yeah, he does. He's
nah,
good.
Dude,
he's
I've
good.
Actually put on my story.
He's actually
story
got
better.
Good technique.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah, he's a basketball player.
That's interesting, Darkest, you know.
Yeah, like, you learn something new every day.
We'll play, innit? We'll play.
Let's play. Let's play.
We'll play
21.
We'll play 21, me and you.
Hold the ball, yeah, his stepbrothers.
Yeah, yeah. Shit like this.
2v2.
Yeah, 2v2.
What? I should do that, yeah?
Yeah.
2v2.
Oh, what, basketball?
Yeah.
You don't want to do that.
What do you mean?
You don't want to do that.
Remember, I'm athletic, bro.
Let's do it.
It's not about that.
I was one of them guys in school that used to play every sport. Badminton, cricket.
Every sport.
Every sport. Every sport.
Bro,
every
sport.
Hey! Hey! Hey!
I used to play every sport. It's crazy.
Anyway, on to the next question.
Yeah.
Who's smarter? 3, 2, 1.
PK.
PK. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
All right. Most likely to end up in jail. 3, 2, 1.
Specs.
Specs. Definitely.
Was it because you've been there before?
It's because I've been there before and I don't care.
Yeah, but it's like, you know, you've learned your lesson.
And I've got a temper.
Okay. Knows.
He's got a bad temper and his gang's with it.
No, he has got a temper. I've seen
you're drunk,
bug
it?
Out.
I'm so sober, it's annoying me.
It's annoying.
Yeah. All right, last one, yeah? Mm. Who goes along with whatever the other one says all the time? PK. 3, 2, 1.
Who goes along with what the other one says?
You know we're not really good at this game here.
Yeah. No, no, no. I'm just trying to see what you're saying. So if I say,
let's say for example, Specs goes, PK goes, I'm not going to lie, man's got 10 bags and I just spent it on dolphins and there's things there. You'd go along with it, ASAP.
Nah. He would tell me no, but if he says to me, yo, like, let's do this, I'll be like, yeah, let's go then.
So it's him, yeah.
I'm just on it. I'm on whatever he's on.
Yeah.
Well, I'll say though.
You missed one, by the way. I really want to ask that, you know, that third to last one. Or was that a bit mad?
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you, you can ask it, yeah.
Okay, I'll ask it anyways.
Yeah.
So who's more likely to join a cult?
3, 2, 1.
Specs.
None of us ain't doing that though, bro. But it says most likely, but bro, none of us ain't doing that.
Yeah,
you're scared of everything.
Yeah, I'm more likely, but I don't mind going there to hear what they're saying and go and talk about it in the podcast or something. So I would say me, but I wouldn't join the cult.
But weren't you all in a cult before though, no?
What cult?
The Macaroni
Fellas.
that's another story.
I mean, you was in the cult I was on in.
I left early.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I left early. I said,
you came
for initiation. Yeah, I left.
You came for initiation.
You should have told us when you left.
No, I did.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh,
remember, no, I told you lot by not you lot not seeing me in the group.
No, you didn't say that. You didn't say that.
You didn't see me in the group. You didn't see me in the group.
You just didn't turn up to the live show. That was it.
Have you watched From My Left, by the way?
Huh?
You watched From My Left?
Yeah, I've watched not 1 second of it.
That's close. Yeah.
Not 1 second. But it's not like I don't want to. It's just I don't watch content.
I ain't watch it either. But yeah.
What do you watch when you're... What do you watch?
Can I be very honest with you?
Yeah. Yeah.
If I don't watch YouTube videos. I do watch YouTube videos, but not from YouTubers.
Mm. Yeah.
I watch like anime fights, dance battles. I'm sorry, I'm big on dance battles. It's a guilty pleasure of mine.
What?
I like to...
Is it?
What, them? Do you watch the French twins?
The Les Twins, they're my favorite people in the world.
Yes!
They're my favorite people.
Hey,
I follow both
they're
on
hard,
Instagram.
Yeah.
It's a weird
they're
thing.
Hard.
Yeah. So yeah, I watch that. I don't really watch YouTube like that. Mm. And highlights.
What
I love highlights.
What else do you watch? Highlights.
Yeah, like basketball highlights.
What did you just say?
Highlight. What else do you watch?
What else?
No, you said highlights. Highlights.
Highlights.
You said highlights.
English is defeating me today. Yeah. English, I will come back for you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't watch content, bro.
What do you watch then?
Probably anime and series, bro.
I watch a lot of anime. Stuff. Anime is the best thing ever.
Because I've got his YouTube. I've got your YouTube account, innit?
Yeah, because I got premium.
He's got premium, so I look into his thing.
Yeah.
But I've never seen you watch anime either.
I don't watch anime on YouTube.
You can't watch it on YouTube.
I watch it on my stick.
Yeah, okay.
On your stick. Okay, brother.
I watch it on my digital box.
Yeah, digital box.
Which ones do you watch?
I only watch Naruto.
Oh,
and I tried to watch One Piece a bit, but I weren't really feeling it.
Okay, brother, watch him off here. What let's just calm down.
No, One Piece is coming, man. Let's
that's my favorite thing about time.
I've always, I've been intrigued to know, like, what is it about animes?
Nandati
Bayo!
What's
that? Yeah.
That's
Naruto. That's how he says, okay. But anyway.
Wait, hold on. They don't speak English.
No, we watch the South, innit? So we watch, you know, but the thing is, that's just like with anything. So for example, if you're watching a French film, would you watch it English dubbed? You need to watch it in its real language to feel the Pluton.
I watch a French film like once a year.
I'm saying for example, anything you watch, you have to watch it in its original language. You have to watch it in its original language.
The animes for me, it's the only way you can watch something that has fighting, everything to do with life in one place. You can never get that in a film. or you can never get that.
I never see anime on TikTok.
No, it's hard.
No, it's not on your algorithm.
Yeah, it's not
your algorithm. But you see them Naruto TikToks on it. When he's going to the Hidden Leaf Village and they put the sound, they've got one little song.
Yeah, hit, like when you hear the Akatsuki, yeah? When they're cutting through.
Oh. You'd love the Akatsuki.
Is Dragon Ball Z anime as well?
Yeah, but that's more nostalgic. I'll be real, it's like Dragon Ball Z is the first anime I've ever watched.
Okay, that was a kid. Right.
It was Pokemon anime about. As well.
Pokemon as well.
I never liked Pokemon.
Digimon.
Yeah, no. Digimon. Yeah, those are like kiddie ones.
They're the starter packs.
Yeah, they're the starter packs.
And then everything else just gets mad.
But nowadays, the ones that have come out,
I don't get to watch much things anymore though, man.
All right, we get it. You're busy. What the fuck?
Netflix, isn't it, yeah?
But before we get into the next game, I actually want to touch on that. Obviously, Inside, you lot have both been on Inside, right? Mm. How did you both find that, yeah? Because I think for us, the people that have been working with you lot, but also watching you from time, we've always known that you lot are mad talented, yeah? But to go on a bigger platform and showcase yourselves and actually be the stars of the show individually, your season was elite. Probably the reason why I even went to Netflix because of what you guys did. But then you went there, ended up winning it. And then obviously now the following has just been astronomical, yeah? Individually, how did you find leaving Inside? And did you feel like it was a good move for your career as well?
Yeah, for me, like when they asked me to go on there, whatever, for me, I'm a similar team where we thrive.
Mm-hmm.
On the big stage. We thrive.
Thrive.
That's it, right? That's it. That's
yeah,
it.
No, you said it. I get you.
Sometimes
I'm with you.
So for me, like, yeah, I was just like, yeah, I want to go in there and just mess around. Like, I didn't care about winning and stuff. So like for me, it was just like, yes, I'm on it.
Mm-hmm.
Leaving the yard, like for me was, I don't know, like it's like, you don't, because the thing, when you're doing it yourself, you don't know how it looks on the other side, innit? Mm. But I remember coming out of then, KS handled them, like, oh, Specs, you're the funniest man, this, that, you're this, you're that. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. Like this is, you become even more confident.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Now I'm thinking, when I came out there, I'm thinking, I'm going to be on Celebrity, get me out of here now.
Yeah.
Now I want more and more and more, do you know what I'm trying to say? But yeah, it's just, it's nice to know that I can go in them places, be myself still.
Mm.
People can relate. Not everybody, because not everyone got it, don't get me wrong. But yeah, man, I just wanted more of it.
Was there a lot of like ego battles, you reckon?
When I was in the yard with the people then.
Oh yeah, that's a question to both of you, isn't it? For both of your seasons.
I had Ginge and, nah man. Because things of mine, I think his one's a bit harder because I knew the people before I went in there. So like Ginge, Chloe Burrows, I knew them, innit? You know what I'm trying to say? And then making friends, like, I'm a big age, it should be easy for me to make friends, innit?
So yeah,
for me,
definitely.
I can't laugh.
You're a little friend, you.
I'm easy, man. From day one, everybody was like, yep, I'm Specs. Like, you know, Lil Bentley's my first posh friend.
Mm.
And we're still like this till now. Yeah. You know what I mean? I wish. Good but people. Anyway, we'll talk about it after. Yeah, man, it was easy, man. It was easy for me, like, personally.
I feel like the experience for me, it was probably one of my best experiences.
Yeah, because you came out with 100 bucks.
Nah, forget the money, but vibe. Like, it was like it felt like being a kid again. You ain't got nothing, like, and it weren't produced at all. Like, there's no like, go back and do this, go and have a conversation with this person. Like, it's not like that. It's just, you just chill for the whole day, and then when you go to the challenge area, you do the challenge. So, and like, you don't want to be bored.
Mm.
So you're finding your inner child in yourself. And you're doing dumb, like most of the games that we played, they weren't televised. So we're doing dumb shit throughout the whole day and just trying to like actually have fun. And then, yeah, like it was just, I think seeing Patrice Evra in there, like.
It's mad,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Like, it's like, you're not even really, when you're in there, you're deep in it, but you're not even deep in it. And I'm thinking, wow, like these are the kind of, like this is where content is kind of like brought, man. Like, and for me, I didn't ever think it was, actually, nah, that's a lie. I thought it would bring me to these heights, but I don't know. Like, it was, I don't know.
You like,
man.
You're about to cry. Are you gonna cry?
I'm just trying to think.
I'm joking.
I think though, PK is very similar to a lot of people, yeah, that have come from the ends, but also you've always had a business mind anyway.
Oh, bro,
because of the fact that you know you managed Abra,
and
you get me, that's a Mobo winner as well. So, you always have had your anyone, even when I met PK, and I started following him and I looked at his throwbacks, he's been doing this for years anyway.
Yeah.
So he was hood famous and then obviously he's now come to a place where it's like people around the world know who you are now.
Yeah, and I think that's, like you said it well there, like I didn't think I'd ever be able to bridge it. Like, like I thought it was always gonna just stop at like, yeah, cool, that guy that was known in the hood. I thought my luck would just run out, kind of. Not luck, but like, I thought that would always be a hurdle for man. But like, but I've always been able to get along with different types of people. Like, so I never once struggled like being in the house and talking to like Dylan, talking to George Clark, talking to America. Like, I first started struggling talking to American girls. When I first went to America, speaking to American girls is different, you know? You got nothing, because you got nothing in common with them. You know when you meet a girl in England, you say, what area are you from? When a girl in America tells you, I'm from Massachusetts, where the fuck is Massachusetts? Where the fuck is Massachusetts? Like, where do you now come and like start playing off that? Like, so that's the first time I kind of understood, like, yo, like, I'm a genius. Because when I'm saying, cool, I can't work with the, where are you from? What school did you go? What area did you go? We got no similarities. So I just got to run jokes on you, like, and find a way. And then I think that's the same thing in the house. Like, it was just run as many jokes as you can and just, like, find a vibe. But everyone got along in the yard, like, that's, except for Mandy with man. But other than that, it was good, man. It was cold.
But I knew, I mean, I think knowing that he was in the final or whatever, I knew he was going to win it. Because he's good at calculating people and just making those decisions. Like, for me, when I was in the final, I crumbled. Like, serious, like, my heart, my blood pressure. Like, I wanted to tell production, guys, I'm done. I can't do this. You know what I mean? But he is good at, like, all right, cool, joke's off. Right, let's play. Eye to eye. And then we got to read each other for money, whatever it is. He's good at that. I wish he could do that. I wish he did that for me in the final last year.
That split or still thing you lot did.
Crazy.
I can't lie, I was tweaking. I thought you were going to put still, you know?
You know what it is? I was, like, it did cross my mind, don't get me wrong.
Because I'm thinking,
like,
I thought you were going to put still, not because you're like, you know, you're money hungry or anything like that, just for content.
For the content. Yeah, for the. But you know what it is? I lied so much throughout that whole show, and I was like, this is the only time where I shouldn't lie. And if I do lie, it's going to make me look bad because all the other lies are bad sometimes, but they're not that bad. But if I do this one here, the backlash, it makes good content. Wow.
You would get slapped but in, like, the face in the comments.
I feel like I calculated in my head it was going to be too much of a maza, man. Like, they were going to call me Ugo-go-ga-ga-ga. Like,
The emotions would have been
popped. Everything would have came up.
It was really going to, and I don't know, like, I don't think that kind of stuff would affect me. But it's just, like, it's too many DMs to delete, bro.
Yeah, it's just...
What's going on with DMs and stuff as well? Like, I feel like comments are now, like...
Botted.
Yeah, it's just too, it's too much now.
Yeah, it's mad.
Even if you do something well.
You know, I come to every message I get that annoys me is from a profile that has no picture.
So it's not real.
So why do I give the slightest monkey? It's like, no, they probably are real, but it's like people's burners accounts, isn't it? Like, they'll probably message me on there because they know I'm probably going to read it. If I do read it, I'm blocking them. You know what I mean? But they just want to know I read it.
I don't even bother blocking.
I used to, though. I
blocking
to
is like responding, bro. Is like responding.
But I used to respond, and then the person would be like, oh, no, I'm sorry, man. I'm such a big fan. So it's a reaction thing. People just want your reaction.
Do you reply back to your, like, people that comment on your pictures and stuff?
Never.
No.
Even if
I'm talking about, like, positive, like.
No, even if you was to comment right now and say, my boy, I wouldn't.
Yeah, I'd like it.
Because I used to do that in the beginning for engagement, yeah.
Like, come on, my boy. Like, what do you want me to say? My boy as well? Boy, man.
I try, but you know what? I feel bad, you know? I do try.
But you know you're my boy.
But it's like, that's exactly it. You know you're my boy, like. But it's like, bro, certain times I'm getting 500 comments on a picture.
Is that what we're doing, Is that what we're doing?
I've only got two thumbs.
What the fuck does that mean?
That means I can't reply back to everyone. Like, you get me?
Do you know what? I think there's nothing wrong with doing that though. Like, commenting, responding to people's comments, there's nothing wrong with it. I just feel like, if I do it to this person, I guess I'll feel bad that I haven't done it to this person.
You're only responding to people with the blue ticks.
And you get me? Unless, let's say, for example, if I post a picture and Jamie Foxx, who is my idol, I look up to, if he comments, he's the only person I'm going to respond to because that's someone that's different. Well, everyone else is the same, bro.
Yeah, like everyone else, I can see you on any other day. I'll be watching.
I don't even care. When I comment on you lot stuff, I don't even care if you don't respond, bro.
I would love to get
my thing is just to show love or to let people know that I'm
I only comment when is it more time if it's an ad. If I see one of the man them do an ad.
Oh, you have to add.
Oh, what?
You have to add.
I'm in there.
Add the comments. Yeah, it's in there. It's quiet.
I don't watch the ad. I just go comment. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. I'll comment. How much?
You know what I'm going to say?
Yeah. You comment how much?
I'll comment how much.
That's actually right.
You used to listen to me all the time.
What?
The first day of the ads.
What?
Collect the bag, bro.
Yeah, I know. And I stopped because it looks worse than what it is.
But we do it all the time. The every time one of us puts the ads, I was DMing, give my money, man.
Yeah. But
that's good though.
We want to do a game called Wheel of Impressions. It's very, very simple. There is
the best game in the world.
Best game. So there's a hat right there or a wig right there, and it's got
characters.
It's got characters.
Characters or things.
Can I do this? Yeah,
sure.
It's water.
It's from a filter.
It's from a filter water.
Yeah.
So I'll explain the game, Wheel of Impressions.
Why are you sipping it like tea? It's water, bro. Yeah, you're gonna go.
Do you know why? Because it's in a cup, that's why.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I was doing that.
Am I allowed to say this
in my
goal, yeah?
No.
Oh my God, I've not even realized. You lot are flipping yourself.
No, actually, do you know what?
Hey guys, 20,000 likes, so we're gonna start selling these.
Do you know what? Do you know what?
That is memorabilia.
No. Do you know what? Yeah. You can take it home.
Appreciate you.
We'll get them to order
another. Are we gonna start selling these?
One day.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, one day. It's only if the people want it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
People want it, bro. People want to see.
But quick one though. I'm a cocaine seller.
Oh my god.
I move bricks like mountains.
Mm.
I'm a titan. That means I'm attacking shit. Okay. Macking shit.
Okay.
I'm clapping shit. Mm. The Mac is big.
Yeah.
The black is big.
Mm.
That's my cock I'm talking.
Yeah.
The cock is walking.
Mm. PK came on set with a silver tooth.
Woo!
Woo!
You better pray to God that it's bulletproof.
Oh! So the game is Wheel of Impressions. Very, very simple. There is a wig over there with some characters.
Mm-hmm.
And the wheel is what the characters will be doing. So, mm-hmm. for example, it could be Michael Jackson is singing to an old lady. So, Svex, if you don't mind, get into that hat and pick a character.
You know whose hat that is?
By the way, I'm bad at characters, so you're gonna have to explain to me the character as well. Okay. I'll just do my own thing.
Okay, yeah, no, do whatever makes you happy.
Do I just read it or show the camera?
Yeah, no, read it.
New York Italian.
Yes!
Yes!
Fucking no, Tony!
Hey! And you know what, yeah?
Yeah.
Because you lot are the stepbrothers, I think you lot should do it together.
Yeah.
Okay. So you lot are having your own conversation.
All right, then. All right, I'm here.
You know, you
want to
stop it sometimes?
I like this game.
Doing a stand up comedy set.
So you're two New York Italian guys.
Don't you think I give a shit about comedy?
And listen, I've come into this building and I've seen the fucking solar system on this guy's head.
Oh my God.
Are you really gonna say that, Tony? You get whacked.
I'll get whacked?
You get whacked for that, Tony.
I've got a black guy there, he'll whack someone for 3 pizza slices.
Tony, I think somebody's calling my phone, Tony.
Who's that, Tony? Who's calling it?
Tyreek.
Oh, good, so let's call that one.
That was Tyreek calling me, Tony.
Listen, we're in a comedy show, Tony. Listen, Phil,
Holy,
we're in the show.
Fuck all y'all people that bought tickets, Tony. I'll whack you all. We're calling Tyreek,
man. We're not going to whack you.
You're going to get whacked. If you don't know who Ella is, you're going to get motherfucking whacked.
Dave and her to Scotland, Tony.
Because Ella is whacked, Tony.
They know the Irish, but they don't know the Scottish, Tony. Because Americans don't know nothing, Tony.
What, you're both Tony?
No, he's Tony. It's Tony Squid, man. Come on, listen, man.
Come on, man.
You keep fucking talking to that shrink, Tony. I'm going to fucking go crazy.
I want to jump in.
Of course you
get
can
in
jump
it, in. Tony.
Get in
the balls in my balls. You come to my fucking comedy show.
Can I get a cup of coffee?
You're talking this shit.
Can I get a...
Hey, do you fucking talk to a shrink?
You got till Friday.
To the what, Tony?
Friday? You don't want to fight out?
Hey, Tony, too. Tony too. Fuck them Coolianis.
Coolianis.
Yeah, but look, Tony's a runner.
Yeah, I did. I loved it. All right, guys, well done. That was fucking class. All right, Darky, she's here.
Awesome, I like this game, you know. I love this game.
He didn't even answer the prick.
Okay, a drama student who thinks they're on Broadway 24/7.
Is it us two again?
No, me, it's me. It's me.
Oh,
again.
It's you.
No, we can all do it together.
A drama student that thinks he's on Broadway. What's Broadway?
Broadway is just like, I believe.
Okay. Okay.
Right. Reading at a book club.
So we're at a book club, yeah? Like a library?
A library,
yeah. You guys want to
join
it?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hold on, I just need to...
Guys, be careful. He's being zen.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Ooh.
Oh, how I wonder where you are.
lost in the friction of life.
Wow. Joan, this belongs to somebody I know.
And that can't
be me.
If it's not him, then who shall it be?
I mean, I know I'm wearing glasses, but I don't think I can see.
Ooh.
I'm diabetic from the waist down.
Oh, I've got high cholesterol from upside down.
Oh, my head looks like an upside down crown.
Crown.
You go.
Oh, and you go.
No, you go.
No, you go.
I had an ass up, face down.
Hey, no, this is lovely.
Hey, this is dumb.
That's good.
Harry, you got one? Yeah, let me get one.
Yeah, cool.
Aye, that is so dumb.
I'm diabetic from the waist up.
Yeah. I'm diabetic from the waist up. Waist down, sorry.
No, this is New York Italian again.
Come on, Tony.
Oh my God.
Girl who cries to get out of arguments.
Okay. Try.
Okay. Oh my God.
All right. Yeah, this one here.
You see this Will, yeah? And he's...
Yeah, okay. USA.
President. Oh my goodness me. All right, cool.
How does that make sense?
Days. A USA.
No, I know. So basically, I'm going to be debating. Yeah. I'm going to be a normal guy, and you just act like a girl who always cries.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool.
I don't know what she looks.
So what do you want your name to be?
Melissa.
So Melissa, you've been the president for 3 years now. And we're trillion in debt.
Yeah.
We're currently under attack as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, look outside the window, you'll see fire.
The blacks. It's the blacks. Taking over America was something for my family. Mm-hmm. We are racist. We do not like the blacks. But since the and I'm going to say it, the have been here, we are at a big problem. And I just can't take it anymore.
I mean, I think I'll speak for the people. We don't want a racist president.
Fuck you. I can't stand it. Okay, I just get secondhand embarrassment. They fucking smoking weed, making music, and we can't do it anymore.
I mean, you need to take some fucking accountability here.
Excuse me. Fuck y'all and everything you stand for. Okay,
we don't want you as president. I think we stand for everyone when we say that.
My forefathers made you motherfuckers, all right? Yeah. You got these two black reporters there, one with glasses and one with fucking weed eyes.
Yeah, weed eyes.
I said it.
Weed eyes.
I mean, PK, homeboy, are you going to take the... Oh, sorry, he's a female, isn't it?
Yeah, he's whatever you want him to be.
Oh, right.
There's no gender, sir.
Jessica Humble, are you going to take that?
Jessica Humble.
B-L-M. B-L-M. We can ramble.
So what was your experience? See, look, this is your people. This is the people that live in your country. Say your piece.
Go on. Because I can't. Look, you're black. Okay, woohoo. My problem is...
Woohoo.
It's crazy. Woohoo.
All right, PK. All
right, PK, you're doing this.
Oh, my God. Work.
All right, PK, here.
I don't even want to read it, so you read it out to us.
Kiss I.
Yes.
Do we have a bandana in here? Oh, that'll be lovely.
Explaining taxes.
Yes, yeah, so KSI. KSI explaining taxes.
Fuck! Yeah. Inside! Got so much trying to give out.
Fuck, man! So KSI, obviously we know that you're a YouTuber and you've got you're amazing.
I'm a rapper as well.
Yeah. Really?
Fuck yeah, rapper.
Would you like to perform your song for us?
Fuck, man. People don't like listening to it. I don't want to fucking fool you. Shit. Fuck.
All right, so, okay, yeah. But maybe not music. Can you explain to us about the tax legislation that's obviously been put in place in the UK?
Well, my best trick is HMRC come, I just head up my head by everyone. Shit.
All right. So you want to talk to us about any new ventures you've got going on? And...
Yeah. Inside. That's not KSI, my dude. Let me get back in the room. Help me out. KSI.
What's the question?
Just want to know about the taxes.
Yeah, just explain taxes to us.
Taxes, KSI.
Nice adventures. I don't know.
Deji always complains about taxes. And if it was my choice and Simon were in charge, yeah!
Increase it to 80%.
No. I got better at you. Make the poor pay 50% and the rich bring nothing.
Yeah. And Prime is out now. Yeah, Prime tax.
Yeah. Ah, man.
Hey, he said explain the taxes. You know, I heard inside.
Inside.
All right. Do one more each?
Keep going.
Hey, this is so good.
Well, right. Specs, is you in it?
Is it me?
Yeah.
I'll just take this one, fuck it.
Right, yellow.
Oh my God, French rapper.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our favorite one.
So we
man.
Love that one, yeah. Obviously, he actually speaks French.
I can't do this.
We take the piss.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
We ready?
So French rapper.
Yeah,
all of that.
That means it's hard, by the way.
It's the best in the world right now. Ordering Nando's.
Okay. What, me first?
Yeah. So you have to, let's just say you're at Nando's.
So I'm at Nando's, I'm French, yeah.
You're a French rapper.
Well, I'm a rapper, yeah?
Yeah.
You know, obviously,
yeah.
Because he's French, he'll be the person that's on the till.
And is it going to be a French or an English-French accent?
French. No, you can do whatever you want.
Okay,
but
cool.
Just
right,
needs
really?
To have French.
French, okay.
Hello, sir, is this your first time in Nando's?
Oui. Où le végéle que j'ai le papole là-bas, oui.
Excuse me, sir, is this your first time in Nando's?
Je vous compte à Carla Fusil, patada. Si la cavonta batana. Perite ma confana. A peri di fries. Alumi and a kais.
Kais.
Drink the coca. It's my level concert.
But sir, is this your first time in Nando's?
Solo le plon noir perite ma. Ma la fache ma nta la licaine.
None of us said it.
We didn't order Perry. We heard Perry Tamer.
I heard we.
We and Perry Tamer.
We.
Bomba.
Why am I worried
about this? Okay, yeah. So, a posh boy who starts all his stories with when I was on my gap year.
When I was on my gap year.
Oh, I can't wait for this one.
On a date. Okay.
On a date.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So, sir, are you ready to water?
Well, when I was in my gap year, we didn't really have time to order. I mean, I was a bit all over the place and stuff. I mean, were you on a gap year? I was on a gap year. Did you have a gap year?
No,
you didn't go to uni, did you? That's why you're a waiter.
Yeah. Well, wow. I mean, yes. Sorry. Can I take your order as well?
I mean, when I was on a gap year. People would address my friends by talking to me first.
I'm sorry, no. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt here.
Okay, then.
Yeah, so can I speak to your friends? Maybe.
Surely good, yes. Yeah. When I was in my gap year,
yes.
They used to call me Theodore.
I remember.
Theodore.
Young Theo. Yes.
You are a strong man. And I said yes. Yes, I'm waiting to have a lovely girlfriend like the one opposite me now.
Is that so?
That's so. And when I was in my gap year, I decided to sit on my hands.
Yes, you did.
Wow.
Right. It was what, 5 seconds approximately?
Yes.
And I started using it. It felt like somebody else was wanking me off.
Oh, the old rug and tug.
Oh, that was rug and tug.
On my gap year.
Yeah. So what happened on your gap year? Because I really want to know what happened to your gap year.
I went to Kenya and just rubbed and tugged it. Elephant. It took me the whole of my gap year.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say Kenya?
Yeah, Kenya.
The home of the gloves and the.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
You can't say that.
Sorry. Look, yes. We obviously. I know your father owns the restaurant here, but we got people that are complaining about the noise here.
Okay, but when I was on my gap year, I didn't have time to make noise, did I?
No, that's right.
Yeah. So how about you get your fucking notepad out?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So what would you like?
I mean, when I was on my gap year, I really.
Ryan, cut.
Yeah.
All right, one more, and then we're gonna get into the last segment.
Cool. This is the best game, man. I love this game.
I said Theodore.
Theodore.
That's such a posh name.
Oh, what was this?
Nigerian auntie.
Hey! Do you know my accent? You know my Nigerian accent is bad, you know? Yeah, I'm going to try it. Yours is sick.
Yeah. Your name's Fatima. Fatima, yeah?
Oh.
Yeah, you want to spin for 9 years?
Fatima Begum.
Which one?
Or freestyle auntie accent. Oh my, what are we doing? Okay.
All right, you know, coming out now, we've got a young freestyler up and coming, the Nigerian auntie, Fatima. Yes.
Yeah. What's up, everybody? So, just want to start off by saying God is good all the time.
Amen.
So, what I've done here, I've changed the game. Mm-hmm. My son said I'm good at this, so mm-hmm. I said I'm going to start. So,
okay, start.
This is how it's going to go. Jollof rice is what I eat. Mm-hmm. It's what I eat. Mm. My uncle don't smell my feet. Yeah. He don't smell my feet. Yeah. I came here with a dodgy passport. Uh-huh. Why did I pass for?
Oh.
You don't want to come to my house if it's not 9 or pass for.
Uh-huh.
The pass for.
Yeah.
I've been in this thing.
Yeah.
My daughter's not here. I think she's gone missing.
Yeah.
She's gone swimming.
Uh-huh.
With that boy leaning.
Uh-huh.
I'm
creaming.
If you see me, I'm steaming.
Steaming.
Some clothes for my husband.
I'm not making the whole jack.
Hey. I thought you meant freestyling. Like, I was talking freestyling, but it's actual freestyle.
It's a freestyle.
Ah.
It's a style that's not free.
Yeah.
You don't want me.
Yeah.
My girlfriend got locked me.
Hey.
Probably. My uncle got the shorty.
Hey. Shorty.
Hey. Poppy.
Chill out.
All right, we live in presence.
All
right, cool. So before we end the video, a lot of people don't know, well, they should know, that Specs, you as an artist, a respected artist, a grime artist.
Cold.
Yeah. Some of the stuff that you've put out there has resurfaced over the last maybe few years or whatever, right? Does it make you want to go back into your bag? Actually, before anything, let's just play that.
Let's take a look at it and see what you was. Not to say you're not that.
Because there's many of these.
Yeah.
But this is Risky Roads.
Risky Two Roads.
Two as well.
Look at that face.
You see what I cause, cause them MCs are silly. Chat shit rhymes and rhyme. Right. Chat more food than Winnie. Gonna chuck it a waste of time. My flow's fat, not skinny. I will leave you behind. I said fat, not skinny. I'll leave you behind. All right, you know, so that made me realize.
He sounds exactly
but
the same.
But my favorite is, yeah.
He looks missing. You look like you're missing.
No. He was clashing, yeah?
Yeah.
Someone was rapping.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What's the fuck I'm talking about? All right, bro, some of the most elite stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I thought to myself, why not start our own cypher?
Hey,
yeah.
You know I'm one of the worst rappers.
No, but you know what's good about it, though? You know what's good about it?
What?
You don't have to be the best. It doesn't have to make sense. It's all about the cadence.
Go.
So for example, I'm a grime MC, but I still rap in an accent.
Uh-huh.
I was shot in
this.
Speaking about it, not now, I'm speaking in the past tense.
Mm. Yes, you is.
The federales are on my case because of what I did last summer.
What you do?
I shot up a Hummer.
Yeah, you
hit him and his mama.
I was a witness.
Now him and his dad can't speak no more. The lead speech just called out a stummer.
Ooh.
I got you.
Ayo, Specs.
Ayo.
You look like a 40-year-old snitch.
Oh.
You got the glasses of an 80-year-old bitch.
Oh.
Yo, PK. You should be playing GK.
Oh.
Let me slow it down.
Slow down.
I don't want to go down that lane. No, not right now. Right now, you can see I'm wearing a Rolex.
That's the time, Justin.
I ain't wearing my Apple Watch.
Why is that?
I'm going to sit back and let you cook and sip on my apple scotch.
Oh.
Specs, go hit him with something.
Okay. Last night, I was thinking about Torrance.
Mm.
You know what that is?
Mm. What's that, nigga?
This darkest man with his head insurance.
Ooh.
Your eyebrows are where your moustache is.
Whoa!
Your eyebrows are where your moustache
is. Yes,
your moustache
is.
Sometimes I look at Harry, he looks like a cartridge.
Cartridge.
Big gamble.
Oh, we're in the same team, by the way.
Oh, we're in the same team?
Yeah.
Oh. There's no teams when it comes to battle rap.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cattle rapping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
The 40 on me, I had to blast it.
Mm-hmm.
send him packing. Mm-hmm. UPS, mm-hmm. deliver that nigga. Mm-hmm. Body address, mm-hmm. your mommy's gonna open. Mm-hmm. Answer the door, mm-hmm. what's happening? Mm-hmm. Your son just died, mm-hmm. I let it fry. Mm-hmm. You like chicken, mm-hmm. you got fries.
Yeah. Hey, you're a bit of this, you know.
I'm a liar yeah. when I'm rapping. Yeah. Gun clapping, I did that 50 times. That's a lie, I never did that in my life. Yeah. Look at that knife, I stabbed him, stabbed him, stabbed him. Yeah. Dabbed him, dabbed him, dabbed him.
Yeah. I always wonder what was the one?
Oh, I haven't.
What was that one we did today on the shoot?
Oh yeah.
Go ahead,
this,
go ahead.
So we did this thing, yeah.
It doesn't make no sense whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I opened the door because I wanted to go inside the door.
Yeah. Yeah. What the
it doesn't
fuck?
Make no sense. Yeah. Hey, today I'm on a podcast with my brothers because I like them.
I'm on a couch because I don't want to stand up.
Yeah. That's the vibe.
I wore trainers because the floor's dirty.
Yeah. I drink water because I'm thirsty.
That's yeah, right. Literally.
You know what I mean?
You got one for us, Specs.
Should you do a line each?
Yeah.
Right, you start.
What, the so one we got,
right,
we got
I'll start,
oh, we got, okay, go
right,
Ram,
yeah. I opened the door because it was closed.
Oh.
But I closed it because I'm going to unfold.
Oh, we have to rhyme?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, cool. Oh, no, I didn't prepare for a rhyme.
All right, start again.
I'll just figure something else. Yeah, sorry.
I opened the door because it was closed.
Oh.
But you can open the door because of your nose.
Oh.
I got to buy a jacket because it's cold.
Mm.
I got cocaine because it's sold.
Mm. I got arthritis because my bones are hurting.
Oh.
I didn't know you was going to say that. And if feds come in, I'll make sure I ain't lurking.
Oh.
I'm married now, so I can't be caught flirting.
Oh.
I gave her the hammer, now her toes are curling.
Ooh.
You got to spin it back. Say something else, nigga.
I gave her the tongue because she wanted it.
Yeah. And that has been the Old and Bold podcast. I want to thank our guest, PK Humble, and of course, Spets Gonzalez. And look out for the Step Brothers.
Go on.
It's going to be amazing. Big up Tyreek. Obviously, he couldn't be here today.
Thank God for that. Yeah.
We on a podcast with Spets and PK Humble.
Yes, uh-huh. We are.
I said so much stuff, I made PK stumble.
Oh.
I made PK fumble.
Mm.
Yeah.
He a B. I made PK Bumble.
I thought this was a Disney act because we had Megamind in the building.
Oh!
Hey, don't you smile. Your hairline's already doing it.
Your teeth don't make sense anymore.
Yeah.
You got gold doors on the teeth that can't be eroded.
Yeah, love.
All right. You got me. All right. So, yeah, it's been nothing but love.
No. Oh. Yo, PK, you can't come to me because I make that blast fold.
Oh.
Your lips look like an asshole.
Oh!
I Specs, you think you're gonna win against me? I bet. I took an x-ray of Specs. I found a cigarette.
Oh! Yo! Hey, second leg, watch. Second leg, watch.
During Ramadan, your breath will smell like a fish hips. If it gets sticky in there, I'm gonna stick like brick sticks.
Yeah.
You see when I get lit with PK?
Yeah.
The shit stick like...
Anyway, yeah, I don't know.
No.
Specs was conceived in a shoebox.
don't.
Darkest, if you get me mad, I'm gonna put my dick in your ass.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.